The truth is as simple as it is profound. You already have everything you need. This is not a comforting platitude or a clever affirmation. It is a reality rooted in the very nature of existence and your role within the cosmic dance. At the same time, you will never get what you want. And this too, though it may seem harsh, is an act of profound love and purpose. To understand this, we must look beyond the surface of everyday life. Our wants and needs often blur together, creating confusion. But they are not the same. Wants arise from separation anxiety, the ache of being distinct, apart from the oneness you once knew. Needs, however, are fundamental. They sustain you, empower you, and align you with the purpose of your existence. The nature of needs. Needs are what allow you to fulfill your role in the cosmic dance. They are not chosen by you, nor are they random. They are precisely calibrated to the moment, the context, the unfolding story of the universe. What you need to grow, to experience, to participate in the interplay of love is already here. Needs are quiet, unassuming. They often go unnoticed because they are inherent, woven into the fabric of your existence. You don't have to seek them out. They are simply present, like the air you breathe or the ground beneath your feet. They are the foundation upon which your life unfolds. The illusion of wants, on the other hand, are loud, insistent. They demand attention, promising fulfillment and comfort. But what do they really represent? Wants are born from the longing to return to oneness, to feel complete again. They are echoes of the home you left behind when you were threaded out into distinctness, into the separateness of being you. But fulfilling your wants would collapse the dance. Wants are rooted in the desire to end the tension, the dynamism, the interplay that makes existence possible. They are not bad, but they are distractions. They are the ache of separation translated into desires for things, outcomes, or feelings that can never truly satisfy. Why you will never get what you want. The divine ensures that you will never get what you want. This is not a punishment, but a profound act of love. Wants would pull you away from your purpose. They would soothe the ache of separation, but at the cost of the dance itself. The longing would cease, but so would the movement, the discovery, the wonder. You are not here to be comfortable or complete. You are here to participate, to witness, to feel. Your role is to experience the interplay of love, to marvel at its intricacies, to bring a perspective that even the oneness cannot achieve. This is why your wants will never be fulfilled. They would end the very thing you are here to do. Why you have everything you need, your needs, however, are always met. They are not contingent on effort or worthiness. They are provided unconditionally because they are essential to your role. What you need to grow, to learn, to engage with the dance is already within your reach. This is not to say life will always feel easy. Needs often challenge us, push us, even change us. But they are what allow us to move forward, to deepen our understanding, to play our part in the unfolding story. To say you have everything you need is not to ignore the difficulties of life. It is to recognize that those difficulties are part of the design. They are what sharpen your awareness, what draw you more fully into the present, what enable you to see the beauty and complexity of the dance. The gift of the dance. You are not here by accident. You are the divine, experiencing the cosmic dance as you. Your individuality, your distinctness, is not a flaw. It is a gift. Through you, the divine sees its creation from a perspective it could not achieve in oneness. Your wants may ache, but your needs sustain you. They hold you in the rhythm of the dance, allowing you to witness, to feel, to explore. This is the purpose of your time here, the reason you were threaded out from the center. Embrace the present. To live fully is to let go of the endless pursuit of wants. It is to trust that what you need is already here, woven into the fabric of your existence. It is to stop looking for comfort and start embracing the beauty, the wonder, the challenge of being here now. The ache of separation will never leave you entirely, and that is as it should be. It is the pebble in your shoe, a reminder of the home you came from. But it is also a reminder to focus on the dance, not the ache. You are not incomplete. You are not lacking. You have been given everything you need to play your role, to explore the nature of love, to witness the interplay of existence. So let the wants fall away. Trust in the provision that sustains you. And give your full attention to the dance. This is your moment, your brief time to experience the wonder of it all. And that is more than enough.